Flan, to be honest, I don't know why we need anyone else, but hey, the boss has said we do.
I think possibly, Spider, he has heard us together and thought anything is better than that, but we've got a really nice surprise for you.
Yeah, we
and
certainly
have. You've been here since day one, Spide, so I'd like you to announce it, mate.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can get top billing on my name. But anyway, well, that's another story. Let's worry about that a little later.
The bitterness
later on.
Comes later.
But ladies and gentlemen, the Triple M family and the Gold Coast, welcome back, Ellie Platt. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Air horn.
Look at that for a horn.
Do I have to talk?
That's what you're supposed
to do. Oh, that's what I'm paid to do.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much. I don't need to tell either of you how excited I am to be here. It's ridiculous. I can't even put into words how excited I am.
Me too. My glasses are fogged up, Ellie.
Can we ask? I'm not that
hot. And we'll get into, you know, where you're from, the journey you've been, because, you know, you've really worked, you know, hard, single mom.
This has been about a 7-year journey. So I started on community radio down at Bay FM.
And Where is Bay FM?
It's at Thornlands in Brisbane. Right. Yeah, so I started on a tent. They said to me, okay, we can give you a 10 till midnight shift on a Monday night or a 6 till 8 on a Saturday night.
What'd you go with?
What do you reckon?
I'm a bit 10. Older than you. I would have gone the early one.
Never go Saturday night.
10 till midnight. Yeah. I said, I want to think that absolutely no one is listening to me.
Yeah. You'll get that here. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, did that. And, so then I was lucky enough to get a gig in Tassie with an absolute radio legend, Dave Noonan, down there. He, when I got down there, he'd been on air for 20 years. So that was just a gift. You'd love him. Yeah. He's an AFL guru and... Yeah, so that was, I had 3 years with Dave and then our show finished and I had the COVID year with no work and yeah.
How did that go for you? You got kids? You got worries?
Yeah, I've got 4 kids, but and so 2 of my kids are already out of home.
Yep.
And 2 kids still at home and my ex-hubby and I, we live together all through COVID. We're very amicable. We love each other dearly. So yeah, we just lived together through the COVID year and look, it was, you know what, for us, when I was living in Tassie, I did the 3 years living apart from my family, which wasn't our original.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they
How
were
hard's
meant to,
that?
It was really hard.
At some times, was it good?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and
lie. Because I'll be honest, my wife, Sheree, she's going to Melbourne today for 5 days, and it's one of the greatest days of my life. I've been waiting 18 months for this moment. She hasn't been able to travel for 18 months. Yeah. And, look, I know it's about you.
You're away from your family. Well, you're in the bottom of the world.
Well, look, I got the job. It all happened so quick, as you know. It does in this industry. And I said to the hubby, what are we doing? And he goes, you go. We'll come 6 months later. And just, I won't bore you with the details, but due to work and that sort of thing, they didn't end up coming and that we couldn't. And then, yeah, the girls had their last years of primary school, so we decided to let them finish, you know, not do all of the early stuff. And, all of a sudden, sorry, you're in year 7 or your graduation and you got to miss all that. So, yeah, I did the 3 years backwards and forwards. And, look, it was bizarre because it was the first time I'd ever lived on my own. Because I had my first 2 kids before I was 20.
Wow.
Okay.
And I was still living with my mum at the time, so...
How was it?
Like you said, there was a bit of the old, yeehaw, what is this?
And that first night, you just get nude on the bed and watch...
Well, I did that before.
Watch the AFL.
Hang on, Ellie. He won't stop.